All right, so we're diving into the world of Michelin stars today.
And you've got this whole Edinburgh food adventure coming up, right?
And you shared this blog about Candida from October 9th, 2024. So like super recent. This wasn't just, someone grabbing a quick lunch. This blogger was there for the experience, sort
Yeah,
of.
and that's what's so fascinating about this blog post in particular.
It's less of a review and more like, you're getting this peek behind the curtain.
And what makes Candida so special?
Yeah, totally. Like, first thing you notice, no ordinary menu here. They hand you a hand-drawn bookmark. And get this, it's even made with some of the ingredients that you're about to eat. Talk about setting the stage for something special,
So
right?
that's next level creative.
Yeah.
Even for Michelin-starred places, this is unusual.
It's like they're saying, this isn't just a meal, this is an event, you know?
And you get to take a little piece of that art with you.
It's like a personalized souvenir.
Yeah, and speaking of art, the blog mentions the dining room has these hand-painted murals.
That change with the seasons to match the menu.
Is that common?
It's definitely a sign that they're committed to using the freshest ingredients.
Which, of course, that's huge for any top-tier restaurant.
Right.
But I think it goes beyond that.
I
They're
do.
trying to create a full sensory experience where even the atmosphere reflects what you're tasting.
Interesting. Okay, so they've got your attention visually, but then there's this whole thing about the water they serve.
And I have to admit, I kind of skimmed that part at first, like how special can water be?
Right.
But that's just it, isn't it? Candida is meticulous about every detail,
They went out of their way to source this particular water and even explain it to you.
which adds to the whole story they're crafting.
It's fascinating.
It makes you wonder, does knowing the source of your water actually make it taste different?
Or is it more about appreciating the thought and effort behind it?
It's a really good question.
And it speaks to the power of context, you know?
Yeah.
How much does our perception of food and drink change when we know the story behind it?
It seems like with Candida, there's a story woven into every element of the experience.
Exactly. From the art on the walls to the water in your glass, they're crafting a narrative.
And that's something we're seeing more and more in fine dining.
So we've talked about the ambiance.
But what about the actual food? This is where it gets interesting.
Because they're in Scotland, but the blogger raved about the Asian influences.
Especially the Bai.
Yeah, and that stood out to me too.
Now, you might think fusion cuisine.
But the way the blogger described it, Candida is going beyond simply mixing ingredients.
It sounds like they're weaving those Asian flavors and techniques into their dishes.
In a way that feels seamless and authentic.
Exactly. It's not about being different for the sake of it.
It's about pushing culinary boundaries while still respecting the heart of each cuisine.
And from the sound of it, they pulled it off.
And it's not just like chucking some soy sauce into a Scottish stew, right?
The blogger specifically mentioned bayo.
Which is, like a steamed bun,
Right.
usually from Chinese cuisine.
That takes some serious culinary skill to incorporate that well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it shows they're not afraid to experiment.
But they're doing it with intention and respect.
They're not cutting corners either.
Interestingly, the blogger even noted that Candida doesn't appear to have any Asian chefs on staff,
Oh, wow.
which makes their grasp of these flavors all the more impressive.
Okay, that's even more impressive. They clearly did their research.
And hone their skills to do those dishes justice.
It's like they're saying, like, we see you, Asian cuisine.
And we're gonna honor you. Okay, changing gears a bit.
The blogger also mentioned the tea service at the end of the meal.
Apparently it was practically ceremonial.
I loved reading that part.
It speaks to this larger trend of elevating even simple things to an art form.
Tea in the right hands can be every bit as nuanced and complex as wine.
And the way they presented it at Candida, with such care and attention to detail.
It transforms it from just a drink at the end of your meal to this mindful experience.
It's like they're telling a story with every element of the meal.
From the moment you walk in and see that artwork.
The last sip of tea.
And that's precisely what elevates a meal into something truly memorable.
It's like a performance where everything is thoughtfully orchestrated.
To create this cohesive and impactful experience,
So we've covered the ambiance,
the unexpected Asian influences.
the incredible attention to detail, even with the water.
But this was your first time in Edinburgh, right?
Yes, the blogger mentioned this was their first meal in the city.
Okay, so that begs the question, did they pick the perfect place to start their culinary journey?
Talk about setting the bar high.
Right?
I mean, imagine having this, like, incredible
multi-sensory experience at Condita.
And then you go to just, like, another restaurant in Edinburgh.
It'd be hard for anything to measure up.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if maybe it's better to seek out, you know?
Those more understated places first.
Let the anticipation build.
That's so interesting.
It's like watching, like, the best movie in a trilogy first.
Right.
Will you inevitably compare everything else to that experience?
Exactly. It's like setting a new standard.
For what a dining experience can be.
And it makes you think about your own culinary ventures too, right?
For sure. Like when you're traveling.
Are you looking for those big
splashy fine dining moments right away?
Or do you try to find like those hidden gems?
The places that locals love.
And gradually work your way to the Michelin star experiences.
It's a good question to consider.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer.
But being mindful of those choices can definitely impact how you experience a city's food scene.
So to our listener, heading off to Edinburgh, here's something to chew on. How do you want to build your culinary story?
Will it be a slow simmer?
Savoring each new discovery?
Or will you dive straight into the deep end?
With an experience like Condita. Either way, we hope you bring your appetite for adventure. Bon appetit.